Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
All right. Good morning, and welcome. Well, I told you we were going into the show, and we're going right now. Well, today is Tuesday. It's another day, thank God, another opportunity to get it right. And, you know, at this particular time of morning, it is almost Tuesday, probably anywhere you go. Now, maybe Tuesday night, and maybe early in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, such as if you were on the west coast of the United States, in the California area, we call that the west coast. I'm here in the New York area, we call that the east coast. And just about coast to coast, wherever you are in the United States right now, it's pretty cold. But you know what? We can warm things up as we talk about this topic this morning, and I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you if you're in the chat room. I also want to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. But today's show is re-energize your life. How do you re-energize your life? I mean, some of us know how to re-energize our day when we begin to feel a little sluggish or we feel a little down. And we have some things that we do, whether it be meditation or some favorite thing that we do. Sometimes just getting a little sleep can also be very energizing. But how do you re-energize an entire life? Sometimes a whole life needs to be re-energized. That's exactly what happened to me. I had this whole life that was whole drum, whole hum, just kind of not going anywhere, no pizzazz, no excitement. And how do you do that? So as a young person, I tried to create excitement for my life, but it got me into a lot of trouble. Unfortunately, some of the things that the world offers you right away for excitement are things that may not be so good for you either. So there is that. So how do you re-energize your life for the better? Now, for the good things, you know, I was watching a couple of the award ceremony type programs because that's that time of year. So there's the Academy Awards, and then there's the BET Honors Award. Then we watched the NAACP Awards, and then there were the Trumpet Awards that was on yesterday night as well, or the night before. And actually, it was on yesterday night as well because they were showing reruns. And when you look at these people, certainly the individuals that were being honored, as such as on the BET Honors, and even those who were competing in film for the Oscars, when you look at these people, many of these people had to re-energize their life. So when you think about that, so they had to re-energize over the years in order to make it where they are. Some of them have been at their line of work and profession 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And they've had to be energized. I don't know if you've ever tried to do a show or a movie or a tape or set. It's hard work just putting on, first of all, just putting on all that makeup is a job in and of itself. Getting that put on you is also a job. You have to sit there for hours sometimes for somebody to get it right. And then to remember, your lines for the most part, and to learn how to do this and that. So a lot of effort and work goes in that. And so how do you stay re-energized? As parents, some of us are parents, and we have to re-energize as you're raising your children. Sure, it's one thing to just re-energize from day to day, just to get up and get going. But how do you stay energized for a lifetime? For a lifetime. So some of the things that I'm going to be talking about today will be these tips that can help you re-energize for life, for life. So my first thing, which it kind of always goes back to this thing here, and that's the thinking. Some people, their thinking is just too off. It's just way, I'm sorry, I can't say it a better way. I don't have a nice, wonderful, feel-good, fuzzy way to say this. I just don't. I just have to be, Coach Louisa and just, come out and tell us, so we can really move forward. But the thinking, the T-H-I-N-K-I-N-G, is just really horrible. So remember now, I got my new fancy hashtag for the show, which is hashtag bring it. Hashtag bring it. That's my new thing. You got to bring it, and I want you to bring it, baby. So as it relates to re-energizing, you have to bring it. That's right. You have to bring your mind first and foremost to the concept that you're being re-energized. All right? So that's number one. You have to bring your mind with you. And I think that, unfortunately, too many people are not engaging their mind. They're not empowering their mind. And therefore, without your mind is like the battery of your car. Your car can't drive without the battery. Doesn't matter. You could have a brand new engine, a perfect starter, wonderful taupe leather seats. Oh, by the way, those are the seats I want for my brand new Mercedes. I like to throw that in every now and again. It's always been my dream to have a black Mercedes with taupe leather seats. Now, I've had that dream for a very, very long time, so I don't have it yet. So I'll keep the dream until I get my black leather Mercedes Benz with taupe leather seats. So anyway, so back to the car needing the battery as it's to go. And so our minds are that battery for us. Sure, we can't function without the other various parts of our body. But when there's no activity in the brain, there's no brain there to tell you to get up and get moving, as we talked about on Friday, or there's no activity in the brain to tell you that you can awaken the inner champion in you, as we talked about on yesterday. And so our thinking is sometimes, as one pastor used to say, it's stinking thinking. Our thinking, our mindset, our mind is what can energize us, believe it or not. I know it seems like, if I could get out and run 3 or 4 laps, that would energize me. Well, yes, it will. Actually, exercise does give us energy as well. So that is true. It does get some things flowing within the body, our metabolism. But our thinking, so number one, you got to get your thinking in line, in order. And here's the secret. Now, I know I'm going to talk about the secret on Friday, so this isn't that secret. But it's, you know, there's a bunch of secrets. Wait a minute. Let me just repeat that. Did you know there's a bunch of secrets? I know they made it. Susan Burns talked about the secret. That's not one. There's a lot of secrets. There's a lot of things that people don't know. And that if we knew, we would be able to do some things if we were to go on and do what we know. So there is that as well. So we don't want to get all that mixed up. So we're talking about how to re-energize our whole life. Yes, there is value to energizing your day. And yes, one day does make 2 days, does make 3 days. But we're talking about having a more macro perspective. We're talking about looking at the big picture of this thing. Because, again, I need to march forward. I need to get going. You know, that's one of the things that we teach college students. Now, they weren't doing this some years back. So it depended on probably where you went to school. But probably typically, I know in the college that I went to and the colleges that I attended, they weren't really teaching you this. You had to somewhat figure it out on your own. When I was in schools, I started January 1990. I had to figure this stuff out on my own, but not today, people. Recognize if you send your child to college today, your child is not going to be, or if you go back to college, either or, it's not like it was 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, where you went into a particular discipline, you learned a discipline, you got out and hoped that you got a job in that discipline. It's different today in the United States, okay? It currently, in the United States, there is a course that they pretty much, across the board, no matter what state, town, city you live in, no matter what college you go to, whether you go to a Seton Hall University or you end up at, you know, my college, Hudson County Community College, no matter where you go to school, El Centro, down in Dallas, wherever, do you know that now they make students learn how to figure out what career they want? They make students learn about the job opportunities in that particular field. And as a matter of fact, my college, and I just saw this, and I said, it's so amazing. They never did stuff like this years ago. And those of you who got your degrees back then, you know what I'm talking about. Now they are having an actual conference or fair, you know, like a job fair or a career fair. Well, they're having a fair to teach students, to ask students or to challenge students to see if they're in the right major. Now, you know, we never had that years ago, okay? You chose a major, whether it was right or wrong, you were stuck with it, and you probably didn't figure it out until you were near graduation and realized you didn't even have enough credits for that major. You know, so, or you went on to another school or you graduated and then you realize, well, I can't get a job with this major, or I can't get the job that I really desire with this major. So what do? I start all over? And a lot of people became de-energized, I should say. So we're talking about re-energizing. I just wanted to throw that bit of information out there for people. So, yeah, so nowadays in colleges, they're teaching people. So re-energizing, so just looking at the big picture of your life, the macro level, where are you going to be? This is what we ask people who attend our programs, our webinars, seminars, coaching classes. Where are you going to be? Where are you going from 1 year from now? 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And I know people don't like to look at the future, but let me tell you something about the future. If you keep living, the future will come. It has nothing to do, the future really has nothing to do with you. Whether it shows up in your life or not is based on you still living, you still breathing. Okay? So the future is definitely something that is real. You can't touch it, possibly, but possibly you can. You never know. Did you ever try? So I can't die. I don't know the future. Did you ever think about it? Did you ever ask? You know, David and Peter and different ones had dreams about the future. What do you mean you can't touch it? I don't know. Maybe you can touch it. I can't see it. I don't know. Maybe you can see it. Look at Daniel. He saw many, many things that we're experiencing right now. Look at John. And so did John. So did Paul. Okay? So, you know, hey, you never know, right? Even, I believe, Moses, like, I see the promised land, but I won't get there. So, you know, he could see the future, even though he couldn't be in it. So you don't know if you can't see it or not. But, again, that's our thinking. Our thinking becomes our words. Our words lead to our behaviors. Our behaviors take us to our destiny. All right? So to re-energize the whole life, to re-energize, like I was talking about, possibly going back to school, that can be re-energized. And I know that sounds crazy, right? It's like, how in the world can having to do that much work be energizing? Well, you know what? It can stimulate the brain. Because for me, I had to go to college. I had to. I thank God that he made me go to college. Listen, I was like Jonah. I didn't want to go. I dropped out of high school. I flunked out, dropped out, didn't want to be there, thought education was the most worthless thing in the world. All I wanted to do in those days was listen to the Dells and the whatnots and, you know, and this person and Diana Ross and the Supremes and the blah, blah, blah. That was it for me. I was in heaven. The only problem, well, thank God, it was a problem probably because I probably would have OD'd on drugs had I followed that dream, had I had the voice to be a singer. I am so glad. I used to be feeling bad about the fact that when I was around 8 years old, my dear, sweet, loving grandmother, who loved me to death, told me if I could sing, she could make a watch. But that shut me down in the singing area. And for years, way until I was in my 40s, I thought, how horrible is that to tell a kid that? And it crushed me, I thought. But it actually saved my life. Because probably had I been able to sing, and then in my case, I would have thought I could sing and couldn't sing that well. I can't imagine the things that I may have gone out in the world and tried to do. And, you know, during that time, the heroin and other drugs were very, very prevalent in the singing community. And a lot of people got, you know, tripped up into that lifestyle and some other horrible things. And so all I can say is, Grandma, you know what? You saw the future. I love you, woman. Thank God for you. I'm glad God allowed you to live to be 86. You had a good life, you know, because you did a good thing, you know. But school and education was what I really needed, and I didn't know that. But it can be energizing to go back to school. So if you need to go back, go back. Starting a new job. If you need to start, sometimes, you know what? You just have to throw caution to the wind, as my mother used to say all the time. She loved saying that. Throwing caution to the wind. And maybe that's why I was always doing it. I was always throwing caution to the wind and going out, hanging out late, staying out all night. I did crazy things when I was a teenager. Trust me, crazy. And if I had been born in these days, I would have been a dead teenager for sure, no doubt. But thank God that I was born in a time period where when you messed up, your parents could beat you. Because every time, my mother seemed like she never got tired of beating me. And every time Lalisa made a mistake, I got beat. So I know it sounds horrible, right? But I thank God for those beating. Now, I'm not telling you, please don't go beat your children. Because don't come. I'm not coming to get you out of jail. I'm not going to write you. Okay, while you're in there, I'm not coming to visit you. So please do not beat your children today. You see, unless you know what you're doing. But don't go talking about I said it was okay. Because today they will lock you up without a cause. Are you kidding? I worked in a jail, all right? For 6 years, I worked in a jail. I worked where people were locked up. And I know the stories. And many of them, quite a few of the women were there because of child abuse. So they do lock you up for that. Don't let nobody tell you that they don't. Now, do they lock everybody up? Maybe not. Of course not. We don't have enough jails for that. But back then, all the parents would have been locked up back in the day. I'm talking about in the 50s, the 60s, and that the time period where I was born. I was born in the 50s. Isn't that something? It's weird to say, wow, I was born in the 50s, you know. Oh, just about 30 years outside of the Great Depression. Can you imagine? Yeah, my mom was a young woman and experienced those things when she was a little girl, because she was born, my mom was born in 35. So she was born right on the cusp of the Great Depression, and over there in Cincinnati, Ohio. And but yeah, so back to re-energizing yourself. Now I got to get re-energized to finish the show here. 10 whole minutes. Okay, so take a deep breath. Take a deep breath right now. That's right. Stop. Take a deep breath. Very slow. Take it in slowly. And then you're going to hold it. I'm going to do it too, so I won't be talking. So let's all do it together. Now let it out slowly. Again, one more time. Deep, nice, deep breath. And then hold it in for a second or two. And then, again, you can do it one more time. And this time, when you suck it in, kind of hear a little noise. Like, it's a deep breath. And hold it for a second and then let it out. And just try that. Try that, you know, on a regular basis, right in the morning. Try it in the midday. Just for some little personal... one thing about the deep breathing that I've learned is that, and I'm not an expert on deep breathing, but I've seen people do workshops and exercises on that. But one thing that you can do with it is that it kind of centers you and kind of makes you realize that, you know what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I have a life. What do I do with my life? So re-energize. Get your energy. Another thing that you can do to re-energize your life, and this is something that I had to do, and it worked. Oh, my God. This was my biggest re-energize strategy that I used. I left my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, packed up my little bit of stuff. You heard the story before. My one bag of clothes. I packed up my one bag of clothes, no job, no money, just barely enough for gas, in my little Ford Escort, and I drove from, I always say I came here in a stolen car, because I was paying on the car, and it was car payment. I took it out of state without telling them, so yeah, that's like stealing. Thank God they don't lock you up for that. At least back then they didn't. They may now. They did come and get the car. One day I went outside to get in the car to go to work, and the car was gone. So since I was in Newark, I thought, oh, they done stole my car, because, you know, I didn't know Newark. I had just got here, and that's all I had heard was all these negative things about Newark, New Jersey. I was living down in the Colonnade Apartments in Newark, New Jersey. And if anybody knows about the Colonnade Apartments in Newark, New Jersey, back then, this is back in the 80s. And I came out one morning, the car was gone. I was like, these people just stole my car. But no, they had come. Oh, can you believe that? I was like, how are you going to come all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, and take a car? But they did. So I'm in this car, and I come to New Jersey with absolutely nothing. But that was re-energizing for me to make that big move. That was a humongous move for me to make. A single woman, no children, to just pack up, go to a brand new area, especially an area like Newark, New Jersey, okay, New York just 20 miles away, a train ride away, and just over the Hudson River or whatever, it's the Hudson River or something, you know, I mean, here I was in a big city, big, you know, big lights. I could have went to Broadway and tried to make it big, but no, I didn't feel I was a real actor, actress. And if I had known I had radio skills, I probably would have gone and sat outside of whatever radio station was big in those days. But that came late that I even realized that I would like radio and be good at it. But here I am 8 years later after starting radio. I never stopped. Radio is something that I started in 2004. Oh, gosh, 11 years. Wow. Radio is, and I'll always know the year because my mother was my very first interview, and she passed in 05, so I know it had to be prior to 05, but it was around September of 2004, and I started with the company Audio Acrobat. I had my first radio show on there. Preston Beckley was my second interview. My sister-in-law, Yvonne Bulknight, was around third or fourth. And a couple other people, Howard Scott, and then I ended that, and in 2005, I was on Harvest Radio. So, but radio is one of the things that I've never stopped doing from the day that I started, outside of my marriage. I met my husband, and we've been together ever since the day we met. A couple of bumps along the way, but we'll be celebrating 25 years shortly in a few weeks. A few weeks, and there we are, 25 years. So, but that in education, well, higher ed, I should say, because I did stop high school, dropped out, stopped for many, many years. In a sense, I did stop. In a sense, I didn't stop. When you look at some of the things that I did with education, it was always in the back of my mind to do for some reason, I guess. But nonetheless, so here we are. So that re-energized me, moving to a whole nother state. And the reason I brought that up is because it wasn't just moving to another state, because I don't say everybody has to do that, and I don't say everybody should do it. Not everybody will want to do it. So I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that, because I could have achieved this right there in Cincinnati, I just didn't know it. So that's why I'm saying it now. There may be someone listening that does not know this. And by the way, we're going to television soon, and I can't wait. Yeah, we're going to TV. The LaLisa Show is absolutely going to TV before 2015 is over. So you get ready. Get ready. You think this is something, you ain't seen nothing yet. Trust and believe me. We are going to TV. We will have a studio audience. We will be probably taping right here. And there's some studios all over New Jersey. New Jersey is full of studios for those of you who also want to do your show. But there's also New York right there. So anyway, you got a studio in your house. You can just turn things around. But so it wasn't so much leaving the state that was the energy, but it was getting around different people. So that's what I wanted to bring out is in terms of energizing your life. You get around. So for me, the reason I mentioned going to another state is because it put me in a totally, entirely, absolutely new environment. All right? And here's what I want to say about the future. All right? Those who prepare today will be ready for the future tomorrow. Now, let me say that again. And that's something you need to hashtag and bring it. Hashtag bring it and repeat that and share that comment. Those who prepare for the future today will be ready when it shows up tomorrow. I'm telling you, this is what I know. I'm not telling you something that I think or that I'm assuming. The only way that is not true is that you won't make it till tomorrow, but it won't negate prepared for it today, and so that tomorrow it will still come whether you see it or not. But had you seen it, you would have been prepared. The person who waits for the future to do something will never be prepared for it when it comes. Now, I know I said a mouthful right there. Somebody needs to tweet Oprah with that one. No, I'm really teasing. But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. The one who waits for the future to come, believe me, you, when it gets here, you won't be ready. You won't be ready for it. That's why right now in this country, that's why right now in the United States of America, we have over, and I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to say somewhere around 3 million. We have over 3 million available jobs. All right? Because you know why? We have millions of people that are unemployed. And you know why we have all these jobs and all these people unemployed? Because the people, unfortunately, aren't prepared for the jobs that are here. Why? Because these jobs take the type of preparation that you have to do at least 5 years in advance. At least whether you're getting 5 years of training, 5 years of education, 5 years of workplace experience. But most of the jobs today take experienced people or people who are educated in that area. And that's the problem, because education and experience takes time. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, that's too bad. No, get prepared today for tomorrow. And I don't know what caused us to have a breakdown in teaching that, but anyway, I'm sure that's another show. I'm back here talking about being energized, how to energize your life. So change your thinking. That was my number one suggestion to you. Think positive. Think high energy. Think about the good things. Even the Bible tells us, whatsoever things are lovely, think on these. Whatsoever things are kind, think on this. Whatsoever things are just and loyal, think on these things. So we know it's about the thinking, and the Bible tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. Or as a woman thinketh, so is she. As a girl thinketh, so is she or he. So don't let your little kids think in anything. Help them. Teach them. Guide them in their thinking the right things as they're little. You know how many kids, you know how many adults are messed up based on things they thought when they were children? When I worked in the halfway house, that's one of the hardest things that we had to do, was change these people's minds. That was the, like, you know how many billions of dollars this country spends on therapy and counseling and advising people, and it's all because they had the wrong thinking? And that comes a lot of times from our households, from growing up. So we got to help our kids. And now it's time to go. Oh, it's 1 minute after. I'm way over. Don't forget to register and sign up for my challenge, my brand new challenge I'm so excited about. Yeah, it's the Be Better Challenge. I've been talking about re-energizing so that you're going to be better. I talked about yesterday about awakening that inner champion, so for you to be better, because you're going to be better so that you can bring it, and you'll be better than ever. You'll be better than ever, and you'll keep being better. Don't forget, go to my website, release-your-power.com. Get your copy of the book, Release Your Power. You got to read that. That's going to help you with the challenge. The challenge is absolutely free to join. We're launching it officially on March 1st. That is a Sunday, March 1st, so stay tuned for more information. But more information is coming about the challenge, the Be Better. I know you can be better. You know, we don't get complacent. We don't say, I've arrived. You haven't arrived because you're still here. So we can all become better. Even Oprah wants to be better. Hello? All right? All them people that got those Oscars, they want to be better. Nobody settles for where they are. We don't settle. Even Paul told us. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high call that is in Christ. And we're not there. So we all want to be better. Better at what we're doing. Better at how we're helping our neighbor, our friends, and the world, better at serving the people that need it. I need to build you up so that you can build them up. You know, a woman called me yesterday, and she wanted prayer, and I was praying with her, and, you know, then she apologized afterwards, you know. And I said, no, don't apologize. I'm put here for you. I'm the reason. You're the reason I'm here. If you didn't have a problem, I wouldn't have a reason to live. Hello, we are all connected. But God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Give us a shout out on Facebook, Twitter, and we'll see you next time. I got to run, y'all. I got to run to Jersey City. You know that. But it's been my pleasure, my absolute extreme love to be here with you. I'm living my passion. I'm doing what I'm passionate about. I'm doing what God has called me to do. And here's my question to you. Are you doing what you're passionate about, what is in your dream in your heart, and what God has called you to do? And if not, why not? Maybe you need to be energized. Don't forget. Get those breathing in. Get that thinking going, and get around the right people. I would bet you a dime to a dozen a dollar to a dozen, or somehow my mom used to say that. I will bet you a dollar to a donut, I think it was. I'll bet you that a lot of your issues are because you're hanging with the wrong people and you're hanging with the wrong thinking. Change those two, and you're going to have an awesome, beautiful life that you could have never imagined. Love you. We'll be back tomorrow. So tomorrow I'll be talking about how to create your financial success. I believe that's our show for tomorrow, but just let me double check. I did put it on Facebook. Yes, tomorrow, create your financial success, because then on Thursday we're going to talk about how to transform your life, and then Friday we're going to talk about the secret. All right, so we have some giveaways for tomorrow. Don't forget to call in. Love you. God bless.